Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, December 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBA prices were March corn down 5.25 cents at $6.25. March wheat down 1¢ and 1/4, 786.5. And March beans down 16¾ cents at 1352. We did not see any flash export sales here again this morning. The weekly sales were wheat 199, a very low number. Corn was pretty good, 1.25, most of the sales going to Mexico and China. The beans, terrible number, 524. So really nothing positive here for wheat or beans. Why were the beans down so much overnight? Well, we had rains in northern Brazil again, central Brazil. Some of the rains might be some scattered showers in southern Brazil. We've got scattered rains in Argentina. Are the rains in Argentina enough to make a crop? No, but it's enough to stop maybe the deterioration for a while. So at any rate, with the funds long, you know, virtually everything out here except the wheat, prices found their way lower out here. The crude oil is up 27 a barrel, but the dollar is up 17. So that's kind of a wash. I really don't see much else here. We've got one more day of trading despite rumors earlier last week. The market will be open tomorrow. So we've got one more day of trading after today, and we'll see where prices go. You know, the wheat's back off its highs again. The corn is back off the highs again, looking at the charts. Overnight, we got right down to the 10-day moving average. If we start to take out $6, I might be a little bit concerned there, particularly if it's in the past the first half hour or so of trading. Wheat, we're under the 10-day, we're under the 50-day, so that opens up the door to some lower prices, in my opinion. And the beans, looks a bit toppy. We've got support down at 1330 to 1331. That's 20, 21 cents lower than where we closed. We certainly might go down to those kind of levels. But, you know, it's a pre-holiday kind of trade out here. A lot of traders are still on vacation. Everything should return to normal on Monday. But, you know, as they say, rain makes grain, and they're certainly getting rains in South America, not the kind of rains we'd like to see. We'd like to see better rains in Argentina. We'd like to see better rains in southern Brazil. But it's all helping. And, you know, I think we've kind of put the brakes on the deterioration, if nothing else. But we do know that for the time being, the crops should be smaller than they've been. You know, they're talking about total losses in South America on both crops being 4 to 6 million metric tons. And I think that's reasonable, but we still have a long way to go on these crops. They're starting to harvest beans in Mato Grosso. So, you know, this export window is just closing. Every day we don't see any good export sales out here. And yeah, it can pick up after the first year like it did a year ago, but we'll have to see. I believe the January supply and demand report is going to show a big cut in exports, maybe an increase in crops, but they will probably increase ethanol demand as well. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.